SBS Radio.
Jika Anda sudah bekerja keras untuk melunasi hipotek Anda, pendengar, dan masih memiliki beberapa kelebihan pendapatan, Anda mungkin ingin mempertimbangkan untuk membuat dana perwalian atau trust fund. Dengan dana perwalian, keluarga Anda dapat berbagi aset yang diperoleh dengan susah payah dengan orang yang Anda cintai, bahkan selepas Anda meninggal. Berikut ini fitur spesial FIFA yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Trust fund atau dana perwalian sering dianggap sebagai mekanisme penghindaran pajak yang diperuntukkan bagi segelintir orang kaya. Namun, menurut data dari Kantor Perpajakan Australia baru-baru ini, sebagian besar dari 900 ribu dana perwalian itu adalah dana perwalian keluarga yang berada di bawah 2 juta dolar. Liam Short, spesialis dana super yang dikelola sendiri di Ferranti Financial Planning yang berbasis di Sydney, menjelaskan hal tersebut.
Trusts are an entity whereby you can put money into them and you can have the income or the capital spread out to family members or to others over time rather than having the assets just in your name and earning the income and the capital gains in your own name. So for many people, they will look at the common discretionary trust or family trust, and the idea with that is that they put some of their wealth in there and they use that to fund income for their children or grandchildren or other family members.
Sudah umum bagi migran yang telah menyimpan tabungan seumur hidup, sekarang mungkin ingin memberi cucu mereka langkah yang baik dalam kehidupannya.
If they've built up the wealth, they move some of it into the trust. That may be invested in property or shares or any sort of asset. And then each year, the income from that trust, they can decide on how it's distributed among the beneficiaries of the trust. The good thing is that they still control the trust. They have full say in what happens to the money, and they can decide each year which beneficiary receives any of the distributions from the trust.
Liam Short sering melihat kakek nenek yang ingin membayar biaya sekolah menengah untuk cucu mereka.
For example, you may have a grandchild who's 18 and going to university. You may be able to allocate $30,000 of income to them during that year to pay for all their expenses. And it's taxed as if it was earned by that individual in their own name. So at the lower tax rate, whereas if the grandparents are, I have ones who are tilers or painters, people who are professionals, and their own marginal tax rate is very high. So this is just a good way of having some of the income from their investments go to the next generation tax effectively.
Tetapi seberapa banyak yang Anda perlu sisihkan untuk membuat dana perwalian? Short menganggap Anda membutuhkan setidaknya setengah juta dolar untuk membuatnya berharga. Sedangkan David Gary yang berbasis di Australia Selatan, yang perusahaannya ABN Australia telah mendaftarkan dana perwalian selama 40 tahun, memiliki ambang batas yang lebih rendah yaitu 200 ribu dolar saja.
You must remember that in establishing a fund or a trust, there are costs associated with it. If you have an independent trustee, such as an accountant looking after the affairs or a solicitor or the public trustee, there are fees charged for the administration of them. So you want to make sure that you don't set up a trust and put in $100,000 and then that's eroded by management fees by the trustee or administration as such.
Trust fund ini umumnya berlangsung selama 80 tahun di sebagian besar negara bagian dan juga teritori Australia, kecuali Australia Selatan.
Most of the time they are established by a person who has called a set law, and it's usually only $10 is used who set one up as a gift from a person who is not related to any of the beneficiaries or future beneficiaries. It's actually a document referred to as a trust deed, and there is a trustee appointed, and then the beneficiaries are usually stated. Sometimes they are not, but it is common to say that the beneficiaries are the children of the primary beneficiary.
Siapa yang Anda tunjuk sebagai wali adalah hal yang sangat penting. Liam Short percaya posisi paling penting dalam suatu perwalian adalah penunjuk.
And that's the person who appoints the trustees, who hires and fires the trustee and makes the decision who will control the trust. So it's really important to get the appointer positions correct and ensure that power passes to the right people through your lifetime.
Sensus terakhir, pendengar, menunjukkan bahwa sepertiga pemilik bisnis Australia lahir di luar negeri. Jika Anda ada dalam kelompok itu, David Carey mengatakan masuk akal untuk membuat trust fund keluarga.
They really need to seek advice in regard to how best to protect the business assets, to segregate them from the family home and allow them to have an equitable distribution to family members so that you have a reasonable tax base.
David Carey menjelaskan bagaimana cara kerja dana perwalian diskresioner untuk bisnis keluarga.
So you were going to go into business and you went to a bank and borrowed $100,000. They may lend it to you and the security may be your home. So in turn, you would then put that $100,000 into the trust as a loan to start and commence the business operations. The trust itself will then be the business structure and would start to run all of the sales and expenses through that. And at the end of the year, any profits made for it have to be distributed to the beneficiaries, usually mum, dad, and the children.
Untuk memastikan bahwa aset akan digunakan dengan tepat, beberapa baby boomers lebih suka menguraikan instruksi secara spesifik.
A common way to do that is through the will, where you have a testamentary trust set up in the will, which then provides specific rights and issues in regard to how the assets are to be dealt with.
Living Irrevocable Trust merupakan jenis umum lainnya dari dana perwalian, di mana Anda dapat mentransfer aset menjadi dana perwalian ketika Anda masih hidup, dan meminta agar dana itu dikelola oleh seorang wali bagi keuntungan dari beneficiary lainnya, tentunya dengan syarat-syarat tertentu.
As an example, you may have children that have turned out to be dependent on drugs. So you might want to assist them but control the use of funds so that they don't blow the whole lot if you give it to them in one hit.
Dan jika Anda berniat untuk memberikan sebagian dari aset Anda kepada penerima yang berada di luar Australia, Short menekankan bahwa pemerintah Australia tidak mengizinkan penduduk luar negeri untuk menerima pendapatan dari dana perwalian keluarga.
So what we're seeing a lot of people doing now is they will exclude foreign beneficiaries from their trust. So while the child is overseas, they're specifically excluded from any benefit from the trust. The income and assets of the trust can only go to people who are actually living in Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.